Has Russia announced their plans for cyber warfare? That's the topic today on Mind Matters News.
Welcome to Mind Matters News, where artificial and natural intelligence meet head on. Here's your host, Robert J. Marks.
When one thinks of warfare, thoughts of killing people and breaking things come to mind. But there are also psychological and other components to war. Our guest to talk about all cyber warfare today is Denise Simon. Denise Simon is a research and intelligence analyst for foreign and domestic policy for numerous flag officers and intelligence organizations. Her blog, Founders Code, is considered by many to be the place to go to for ahead-of-the-curve information. And we'll provide a link to Founders Code on the podcast notes. She also hosts the Denise Simons Experience, which is a podcast with interviews. And the Denise Simons Experience is something to listen to. And we are about to experience Denise Simon. Denise, welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Before we talk about some of the psychological aspects of something you taught me, which was the Gerasimov Doctrine, there was recently a four-day drill held in December 2019 in the Gulf of Oman in the Indian Ocean. And the participants in these war games, I believe you can call them war games, were not exactly friends to the United States. They included Russia, Iran, and China. And since Mind Matters and our website and podcast deals a lot with artificial intelligence, let me ask you, was any military AI or robotics a part of this war games?
We would have to assume so. It would be irresponsible if we didn't. But we also need to remember, too, that probably 90% of what comes out of the Kremlin, comes out of Moscow, is not exactly the truth. So analysts, the Pentagon, and I would say the Defense Intelligence Agency, all have to strip away what they think may be superfluous to events and what they know they wouldn't necessarily have to inject into the events. But I would argue that those military drills, especially because it included China with Russia, they do collaborate, and they do collaborate also on artificial intelligence. So the short answer is we would have to assume yes.
My goodness, I know that China's actually sunk $30 billion into development of AI, promises to be the leader in artificial intelligence in a couple of years. We know that part of that's going to be militarily applicable, so that's kind of chilling. Let's talk about a different aspect. As I mentioned, war is not all about killing people and breaking things. There's psychological components to it also. Dr. Joseph Goebbels was the Reich Minister of Propaganda of Nazi Germany during World War II, and he used propaganda very powerfully. Modern cyber media amplifies our ability to mess with people's minds and interfere with a nation's business. This looks to be a part of Russia's modern warfare strategy. It'll include a lot of media information, just exactly as you mentioned, and I learned from you that this strategy was first published out loud by a Russian army general, Valery Gerasimov. I practiced that word, Denise, but I goofed it up. Gerasimov. And the way I remembered, you remember Asimov, Isaac Asimov, the science fiction writer? I can say Asimov, but just putting the Ger in front of it is difficult. Anyway, Russian army general, Valery Gerasimov. Gerasimov. Tell us about the so-called Gerasimov Doctrine, which he has actually published and we know about.
He has. And that was in the early 2000s. And then he did a second iteration. And I think he did the second iteration at the behest of the Kremlin because Putin has a very, and at the time, too, Medvedev had their own agenda on geopolitics and geoambitions across the globe. So I think they probably went back to Gerasimov along with another fellow by the name of Yevgeny Primakov. And they used a second iteration by what was published to update, if you will, applications for what would necessarily be called large-scale war. Now, the word war, we have our own definition, but we have to make sure that we understand their definition, meaning Russia's definition. And it could be very different because in their world, it could be just conflict, or it could be ambitions that may be met with some countermeasure aggression. And I say that because we have obviously the annex of Crimea. We have the conflict going on in Ukraine today. During the Bush administration, we had we experienced the matter of Russia going into Georgia. We have Russia all over Latin America. I mean, they own Cuba, and yet Cuba owns Venezuela. So you see what I'm saying? It's not an easy answer. So it's hybrid. It's asymmetrical of what their mission is and how Gerasimov is giving an outline to Russia for being ready to have superiority of among their adversaries across the world.
Now, I'm quoting from the article. By the way, Denise did a wonderful article for Mind Matters News, which we will also link in the podcast notes concerning the Gerasimov Doctrine and other Russian sort of doctrines. But here are some of the things you mentioned that were part of the Gerasimov Doctrine, which actually correspond to artificial intelligence. And I've heard about this in the news. I just never thought it was actually a doctrine that came from Russia itself. This includes false or fake stories and publications, cyber threats, corruption, ridicule, trolling. All of these are things which are done through the cyber media. And this is kind of chilling. They also talk about things such as the cyber threats, and I suppose that corresponds to kidnapping websites where you have to pay ransom in order to get your website released. This is all part of the Gerasimov Doctrine, I believe, I learned from you. Is that correct?
Yes. There is a building in St. Petersburg, and the building was at the time called, it was occupied by a business that one of Putin's best buddies, an oligarch, had created called the Internet Research Agency. And the Internet Research Agency paid Russian employees, generally the younger generation, about $600-$700 a month. And their only job was to troll the United States headlines and then put out fake articles, put out fake posts on social media in order to cause chaos. And they did that very well. And they continue to do that. Now, they're going to use a different model because we have now found out about the Internet Research Agency, which, by the way, was in the Robert Mueller investigative report. But they don't always necessarily have operations in Russia. They may hire a center in Romania. They may use Bulgaria or Belarus. So if you're looking for some kind of other operations that might be in St. Petersburg or even in Moscow, it may not be there. They're going to use proxy servers and proxy locations in order to carry these activities out, otherwise known as active measures.
My goodness, we've come a long way since Joseph Goebbels had his propaganda from World War II, haven't we?
Well, it's a new art form.
It is a new art form. What are some of the other things going on? This is primarily of disrupting media with fake news. What other sort of things are they doing?
Well, they will create fake companies in the United States. They will hide money and people in the United States. In fact, I just found three houses in Atlanta that are part of money laundering, but that's a topic kind of on a sidebar.
Wow. So you do investigative sort of stuff also. This is money laundering through Russia. Is that correct?
Real estate is one of the largest, most successful ways to have front companies and do money laundering and other pretty nasty things like weapons trafficking and so forth. And they do it through fake people and fake things in real estate. So now, interestingly enough, Miami is a very big location, as is New York and London. So, yeah, it's a whole nother realm of responsibilities and accountabilities that our State Department has to stay on top of, as the Defense Intelligence Agency does.
You mentioned the Mueller report, which was a special prosecutor who was tasked into looking whether or not Donald Trump was encouraging the Russians to tamper with the U.S. elections. And you mentioned some of these things were actually mentioned in the Mueller report. Could you elaborate on that? And what is your, as an analyst, putting the Mueller report and everything aside, do you think Donald Trump was involved in that?
No, I don't. I mean, there were a lot of indicate. It was a perfect opportunity for the Kremlin to cause chaos in the United States. That is what one of the more successful things that Russia does is cause chaos in their adversaries. So you can lure a person into thinking that there's a new relationship that could be beneficial for Trump businesses or Trump politicians or Trump administration. And they could necessarily think they might be doing a good thing. It's beyond dispute that Trump and his corporation was interested in developing real estate interests in Russia. And so the Kremlin would decide, okay, let's cause some real chaos here and we'll spin off on that. And we'll put that in, inject that into politics in the United States, successfully so, because we went through a 3-year investigation, of which Robert Mueller found a lot of people, but there was really nothing of substance that was there.
Okay.
So that is, it's fake, and it's hard to figure out what fake is or isn't.
So Russia is on this campaign for misinformation of the United States. Abraham Lincoln has a famous quote. He says, you can fool all of the people some of the time and all of the people some of the time. No, I got that backwards, didn't it? You can fool all of the people some of the time and some of the people all of the time, but you cannot fool all of the people all of the time. And those that are going to be influenced by this Russia campaign of misinformation look to be, in my opinion, the mushy middle, those that really don't have a solid basis and can actually easily be swayed by this information. I think people that are sitting on a firmer foundation might not be swayed. What's your opinion on this? Do you think that this misinformation campaign is going to have an effect on America?
Well, it does. We went through 3 years of chaos with this investigation, but it's been going on going all the way back to when Secretary Robert Gates was chief of staff and when he was head of the CIA. He wrote a couple of books on it, and they're really quite fascinating. At the time, in one of his books, he actually said during, I think it was the Reagan administration, when we had the immigrant illegal coming across the border, and Reagan was forced to, I think, didn't he give them amnesty? Secretary Gates blamed that on the Russians because the Russians' influence is very real. The footprint is very real in Latin America. It was causing chaos, and it did.
So the Gerasimov Doctrine is effective, at least to the degree that it's effective. And I guess we'll see what the future holds as they try to become more and more creative in disrupting the United States. Denise, thank you. That was very fascinating. We've been talking to Denise Simon. She's a senior researcher and intelligence analyst for foreign domestic policy. And we appreciate her being here with us on Mind Matters News. And until next time, be of good cheer. We'll be right back.
This has been Mind Matters News with your host, Robert J. Marks. Explore more at mindmatters.ai. That's mindmatters.ai. Mind Matters News is directed and edited by Austin Egbert. The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the speakers. Mind Matters News is produced and copyrighted by the Walter Bradley Center for Natural and Artificial Intelligence at Discovery Institute.